This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Casey Morrell. No charges will be filed in the May shooting death of 25-year-old Brandon Coleman of Columbia. Boone County Prosecutor Dan Knight announced the decision today. He ruled the shooter was justified in shooting Coleman under Missouri self-defense laws. Winona Coleman Brodus, Coleman's mother, told the Columbia, Missourian she felt racial prejudice played a role in the decision. The shooter is white and Coleman was black. The shooting happened on May 19th. A document provided by Knight indicated the shooter's father brandished a knife and Coleman pointed a gun at the older man. Knight determined the shooter shot Coleman out of fear that his father would be shot. The curators of the University of Missouri received a $1.8 million federal grant to support research related to producing small nuclear reactors at Ameren, Missouri's Callaway County plant. MU is partnering with Ameren and Westinghouse on the project. Director of Business Research and Development Group Dave Schmidt says the final objective of the project with the grant money is to create more opportunities.
Create a supply chain that is functional and efficient and effective for the project, and that supply chain would then be able to do other kinds of things for other industries.
The project will advance a comprehensive training strategy to develop a high-skill, high-quality workforce for manufacturers in the nuclear power industry. It will also assess the education, training, and certification needed to support this effort. Missouri Governor Jay Nixon says he has been chosen to head up a public safety committee for the National Governors Association. Nixon said today that the association's Homeland Security and Public Safety Committee focuses on the National Guard, criminal justice, and veterans affairs, as well as other security and safety issues. Michigan Governor Rick Snyder will be the vice chairman of the committee. Nixon says committee members try to ensure the governor's views are taken into account in federal policies. The National Winston Churchill Museum in Fulton hopes a new documentary on the statesman will bring in more visitors. KBIA's Maureen Lewis Stump has more.
The film was shown Tuesday night at the Jefferson City Capital City Cinema as an inaugural presentation for the theater. It was preceded by a reception at Capital City Cork and Provisions, a new restaurant that is connected to the theater. Rob Havers is the director of the Churchill Museum. He says he hopes the film will help with tourism.
Being located in mid-Missouri, where Churchill delivered his Iron Curtain Address, has many wonderful recommendations. First of all, it is the site of a tremendous historical event, but we want to really raise our visibility.
John Stevens of St. Louis's Pulse Productions produced the film, initially focused on a sculpture that was built in front of the Churchill Memorial.
As interesting as the sculpture was, there was very obviously another story, and that is, what was Churchill all about? Why was he of so much interest today?
The film is scheduled to be shown in cities across Missouri in the next year. Maureen Lewis Stump, KBIA News.
Conservation officials in Missouri want deer hunters to take precautions this fall in order to prevent the spread of chronic wasting disease. CWD cases are so far limited to a containment zone in north-central Missouri, with the state's first documented case occurring 3 years ago. Joe Jarek with the State Conservation Department says hunters should wear latex gloves when field dressing a deer.
We encourage hunters to remove the meat in the field if possible and leave the carcass behind, and even bury it if possible. For those hunters who are having their deer processed for them, we encourage them to take their deer to a licensed commercial processor to assure proper carcass disposal.
Jarek says deer with CWD stop eating and tend to stumble around. The disease cannot be transmitted to humans, but conservation officials fear it could affect the state's recently restored elk herd in southern Missouri. Truman State University in Kirksville will be adding an adult dependent category to its insurance benefits, allowing same-sex couples to receive health, dental, and vision care. University President Troy Pano announced yesterday that starting on January 1st, Truman State staff will be able to claim benefits for a person that has lived with them for at least 12 months, is not married to any other individual, is not related to the employee, and is at least 18. Pano says the decision was made based on what is best for the employee of the university.
The people on campus who have expressed their opinion to me directly have been very supportive. I've also heard from individuals throughout the state who do not work for Truman who've also expressed their appreciation.
The announcement did not directly mention same-sex partners. Heterosexual partners will also benefit from the changes. Pano says the school's non-discrimination policy makes this addition equally beneficial to all employees. Over the last couple of years, student and faculty senates had sent the board recommendations to make this policy change. For KBIA News, I'm Casey Morrell.